We're joined now by Twin Cedars head football coach Mark Ford as the Sabres embark on their season, talking to Coach after their scrimmage against Mormon Trail. Coach, finally good to meet you for the first time.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Well, what did you think of the scrimmage Friday night against Mormon Trail?
Well, first, I'd really like to thank them for coming down here to give us this opportunity because it was really the best practice we've had since we started. I was happy with a lot of things I seen. I see some things I want to change, but the effort that the kids put out, some of them was figuring out what I mean by conditioning. We're not in top condition shape yet. I think they found out what I mean by that. But no, I was really proud of them. I thought we did some good things.
Looking at your team, like I think I counted maybe 18, 19 guys, as far as numbers and, you know, guys that break it down from freshman to senior, I mean, what kind of, classes you got this year?
I have 6 returning lettermen and our captains, our Holden Roberts is a junior. He wasn't here tonight. And Brock Mistich is a sophomore. Gavin Clark is a junior, and then my 2 senior captains are Dallas Smith and Judd Berry. Judd Berry will be our tailback. Dallas is our returning quarterback. I'm expecting some good things out of all them. They're all good leaders. I have a couple good freshmen coming up that I've really liked what I've seen, Matthew Fay and Slater Thomas. But all the kids have been giving us 100%, and I've seen a big turnaround. I'm really happy with what I'm seeing.
You mentioned that Friday night was really your first honest practice you could kind of evaluate. Has it been tough to, you know, get guys maybe go against each other? Because you really can go 8-on-8, but it'd be your JV.
Yes, it's hard, especially when we fought injuries last year early on, and I don't want to tear them up in practice. So when we do our varsity and our JV, there's a pretty good difference in the juniors and seniors and the freshmen and sophomores. So I don't want to, you know, run 110% against them. So this was really the best thing that, you know, we could have had. I'm really happy they came down and gave us this opportunity.
I saw on a T-shirt, one of your coaches, train insane remain the same. Where did that come from?
That's just one of the sayings that we had put on the T-shirts. I have my assistant coaches this year, our Coach Diaz. He just came right out of William Penn, graduated, be his first year here. He's our new PE teacher. He's really helped us out on conditioning and nutrition. And then Dan Adrian, I coached with him for a lot of years over in Eddyville. Dan's a really good line coach and knows his stuff about defense. He played at Central when I was at William Penn. We've known each other for years, and we click. We've, as coaches, we've all been getting along good, and I think the kids see it, and they're starting to really believe in us, and I think that's going to make a difference.
Talking to Twin Cedars football coach Mark Ford on 92.1 KRLS and the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. You're not brand new to coach. In fact, you were kind of thrust into the head coaching role as an interim last year when Cam Parker's health took a turn. How has that helped prepare you for just, you know, taking over the head coaching role permanently now?
Well, I've been an assistant for quite a few years, and I was head coach here actually at Twin Cedars years ago when my boys was here as junior high head football coach. But last year I was Cam Parker's assistant, and he had those medical problems and everything, so I had no choice but to take the program over. And I think the kids really started believing in me when they seen how hard I was working to try and fix things. And it was just a mess. It was hard worrying about Coach Parker and didn't know when he was going to come back, and you know, I wanted to stick with his game plan. It was tough on me and the kids, but I think we all learned and grew from it, and it's really helped me out a lot this year.
What type of offense, defense are you running? You said you kind of changed a little something to kind of, you know, reflect your own style this year.
Yes, I kind of build my offense off of the personnel that I have. I see if I've got a lot of speed or I see if I've got a lot of size. we actually have some speed this year, so I'm going to be running, you know, a lot of quick plays. My goal this year is 4 yards a carry. As long as we can get 4 yards, we're going to get a first down, keep possession of the ball, run the clock down. The other team can't score if they don't have the ball. Maybe try to bust loose on a long play every now and then, and really want to step up our defense. You're going to see all different looks on offense. I run out of all different formations. Defense, Coach Adrian's been working with them. And, I mean, he's got different looks on that also. I think we're going to hold our own, though. Where we're hurting is depth. I mean, we don't have a whole lot of linemen. But the kids, there's kids that, you know, 135 pounds, and they've been stepping up on the line. Tonight I seen them, and they held their own.
So basically, you know, if you win 14-12, that's great. But you, I know you like to score points, but hey, if it's 14-12 and you got the 14, you know, that's even better.
That's a win. that's all I'm after. We had the one win against Melcher last year, and my cousin Jason's coaching them over there this year, so I know that's going to be a battle. It always is. I got to put a word out to him, wishing him good luck, and can't wait until I meet up with him later this season.
that's going to be week four. It'll be a very interesting battle. Speaking of, you know, the rest of the season, you're in a rough district. I mean, let's face it. But what are you telling the guys? Is this just, okay, one game at a time, don't worry about the opponent, worry about us, and let the chips fall where they may?
Yep, I've been telling them, you know, last year it was a very, very tough district. It's not going to change this year. I've looked at all the schools, who they lost and everything. We're going to be fighting tooth and nail to get our wins under our belt. But the kids are believing in themselves. And, you know, we got one win last year. If I could finish 500, I would feel like that is a big accomplishment. Can't get my words out. And that would be a win for the kids. And I think that would really, you know, pump them up.
Right. Looking forward to talking to you this year. Best of luck to you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Mark Ford, Twin Cedars football coach. We'll be back for more on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KRLS.